The South Dakota Geological Survey has begun sampling silica sand from the Black Hills, and so far it seems to match the frack sand coming from Wisconsin. Geologist Darren Johnson says the sand was born during the same geologic period, more than 500 million years ago.
The Bedford Formation is Cambrian in age, and that is the same age that the frack sand from the Jordan Formation is being mined in Wisconsin.
Johnson says that means sand formations in the Black Hills and Wisconsin have weathered more, making them ideal for the fracture drilling process. But what isn't known yet is how strong the sand is or whether it's the right size. Johnson says more study is needed. He says they began testing deposits in hopes of cashing in on North Dakota's oil boom.
And one of the things that they know that is needed up there and there's a shortage of is frack sand, so that's kind of the driving impetus behind this study.
But if it turns out to be the right stuff, will Black Hills sand hurt Wisconsin's frack sand industry? Eau Claire attorney John Bailing, who represents a number of mining companies, says no.
That sand would be closer to the North Dakota play. It's actually farther away than the East Coast in terms of where you're doing fracking for natural gas, and it's just as equally far as the shale plays that are being fracked in southern U.S., in South Texas.
Wisconsin currently holds around 75% of the frack sand market in the U.S. The South Dakota Geological Survey hopes to complete its sand study by the end of the year. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.